basically these questions, I think I'm going to give you 20. I don't know. We'll see. 20 questions to ask yourself so that you can actually have some clarity on how to have more value given. Because again, you're not actually selling the ketones, you're selling the value. And the difficult thing about sales is so many people are trying to compete with price. But then where is the value? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, if you're competing only on money, you're just undercutting and undercutting and undercutting and undercutting until you go broke. I remember when we first joined and people were constantly making coupons for people. And I have yet to make a coupon for a single customer, just for the record. Why? Why would I make anybody a coupon? I know the value of our product. I know the value of having me. I know the value of Simple Proven Results, our customer group, which by the way is literally just going to transform into our recipe group, okay? Which you guys are pretty much using it for anyway, right? Like, I know the value of being part of the empire. Which, by the way, 3 p.m. tomorrow, Central Standard Time, I will be running an opportunity call. This is an announcement for some extra points for your Empire Games. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, so in 18 minutes, in 24 hours and 18 minutes from now, I will be running an opportunity event. You will get a point for attending, but you will get points for the leads that show up. Actually, no, you'll get 2 points per lead that shows up. No, you'll get 5 points. You're not getting excited enough. There we go. There's the eyebrows. Okay. You'll get 5 points. I was like, 2 is not enough. They don't care. You'll get 5 points per lead that shows up on that call tomorrow. So load that sucker up. I will be the one presenting the opportunity, and then I will be the one closing your leads. Okay. Again, what do you think the value in that is? Guys, there's so much value in that. Why is there value in Jesse Lee showing up to a call? Because it's the number one network marketer in the world presenting the opportunity. It's somebody who can teach you wealth generation, not just how to get rich, presenting the opportunity. It's somebody who's created a culture that has spanned across 41 countries and growing that can present an opportunity. It's somebody who's done what nobody's ever done in network marketing before, presenting an opportunity. That's why I don't give out coupons. Because I know my worth. Hey. Okay. All right. So moving along this. Okay. So when you're thinking about this, this can go in everything. When you're providing the value, what I'm talking about right now is like, you can use this for how do you talk on live video? How do you write captions? How do you present yourself on TikToks and Reels and everything in between? So I want you to think about these things. These are some of the whys. Like, why should my audience care about this? That's the first question. Why should they care about this? So when you're thinking about your aliens, or you're thinking about your horses or your other weird things you guys were talking about, murder mysteries and whatever else, why would they care about this? Right? Okay. Next, why do I want to post about this? Is it because it will help me reach more ideal clients, or do I just like talking about it? And guys, sometimes that crosses. You understand? A lot of time that crosses. How many of you really enjoy selling and recruiting people that are like-minded to you? You know what I really like about the empire? I really like that the empire is aligned with me also as a human. Do we all agree on everything? I'm sure no. Okay? But I am positive with integrity. I am positive with energy. I'm positive with intention. We are extremely aligned as people, or you wouldn't be on this team. I was recruiting, I'm in the process, I should say, of recruiting a huge leader from Portugal, and he said, all things equal, in network marketing, there is no culture like the empires, and everybody in the world knows it. Pretty powerful, right? I don't think I'll ever forget that quote, by the way, when he said it, all things equal. Like, oh my God. Okay, so think about that though. When I'm posting things, some of you might be like, whoa, she said what? Holy moly. Did she just like talking about it? Or are those her ideal clients? The answer is both. So the third question to that is really like, can there be a middle ground between the two? Of course. Okay. The next why is, you know, why am I offering this? You know, why am I offering the ketones? How does this complement what I'm doing? Because it might complement in a weird way. I was with somebody who's one of the best event coordinators in the world last week and two weeks ago, actually. I was with her twice. And she said to me, you know, I don't understand why people aren't talking more about the energy and clarity mentally this gives, because specifically somebody should be targeting the event space, because I don't get to sleep for the entire event. I might get an hour and a half of sleep a night when there's an event running. So how many of you have a grueling job, or you work overnights, or you have something that's just stressful and you need the focus? Right? What are your core offerings? Your core offerings don't have to be fat loss and muscle preservation if that's not what you're selling. You understand? Your core offerings around the team, if you think about it, it's different for all people. Right? For some people, it's community. For some people, it's the money. For some people, it's you want to make millions of dollars. For some people, it's you want to make $500. For some people, you want to win these competitions and you want to clear out Jesse Lee's closet, you know? But what are the core offerings that are attracting people to you? Okay? So there's some whats. You know, some whats that will help you gain clarity. Like, what are your biggest business goals? I don't know what those are, but do you? What are your biggest business goals? Very important. It doesn't matter what I want. It doesn't matter what your upline wants. It doesn't matter what your new champ wants, right? It doesn't matter. What are your biggest business goals? That's what you have to go after. Your next what when you're creating this kind of content is you can ask yourself, okay, so what am I offering as an extra value? And then how can I use my content to promote these either business opportunity or products without coming off as crazy salesy? Now, there's a caveat to that. I don't feel bad about being salesy, okay? So I know some of you are like, no, I don't want to be that person. If you are posting about things you care about, it will eliminate that feeling. Does that make sense to everybody? Like, when you're posting about things that are actually congruent with who you are, Carly, or you are Teresa, or you are Erica, or you are Tawny, or Annie, or Sharon, you won't feel like that. Because you're like, well, yeah, duh, I'm selling ketones. But like, that's because I talk all the time about natural parenting and breastfeeding and needing more energy and stay-at-home moms and blah, 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 whatever it is, right? This is becomes a no-brainer. Okay, so then are you selling? Sure, but you start to have an air of confidence around it because you're like, this is literally what people need. I've been in a crappy mood because I'm going through a crappy divorce and I drink these stupid things and I'm telling you, I don't even care if it's a placebo effect. It's not. Okay, I'm going to drink these damn things. Okay, like whatever it is. All right, so use your content directly to sell the product. It just makes sense. Use your content to sell the opportunity. It just makes sense. And I was on a call again today, and I thought this was super powerful. There's so much power in language. So I don't talk about how I've partnered with a company. I'm sure you've noticed that. But that's because I'm not looking for affiliates. I'm looking for people who want to build a business, specifically when I'm recruiting people. And I know you guys have probably noticed because the front line is going hammer time. I'm specifically talking about business builders. I don't want people who just want to post like content with a packet of ketones in the air, right? That's not what I'm coaching people to do. I'm not coaching any of you to do that. I'm not doing, is that what I coach you, Leslie Ann? No, I don't coach you that. Do I, Sarah? No. Do I? No, Annie? No. This is my business. The level of ownership I have over this business. Now, I know I'm top rank. I know I'm top earner. I know I'm all this whatever, blah, blah, blah. But have you noticed how many people literally think that I am the company? Like that I own the company? It's crazy. I get asked, when are we shipping this to Europe? I'm like, don't have access to that information, sweet cheeks. Right? Like, no, I don't have access to that. Well, if you could please change back the blah, 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 blah. I don't have that that capability. Yeah, no, I don't. I can't do that. Well, when is the next event? Could you please change the dates of the event? Because it doesn't... No, I cannot. I am running my business. I understand on the face of the company, right? I understand all this stuff. I'm just telling you, why can't you present yourself as somebody who owns the business they're running? It's Tabby's business. It's Denise's business. It's Geneva's business. It's Adriana's business. It's Carla's business. It's Jackie's business. It's Lynn's business. It's Tawana's business. It's Freddie's business. Shelly's business. This is Kathy's business. I'm not an affiliate. Okay? I'm not associated with a company. I'm not affiliated with a company. I'm not partnered with a company. I own this biatch, okay? All right? And it's amazing when you take that level of ownership, the quality of people you will attract. Do you understand what I'm saying? The quality, how many of you get frustrated with some of the people you recruit? You're like, these people drive me bananas. I can't tolerate it. Why do they buy a pack and then they join the witness protection program? Anyone, right? You're just like, I can't believe it. I don't understand, right? Why are people like this? Okay, well, I mean, maybe because you're not presenting yourself as a business owner. You know, I think sometimes people that join me, they're so worried that I'm going to like have access to everything in their life. I might show up at their house, you know, like, well, I signed up for this job with Jesse Lee's business and you know, like I really feel like they get a little spooked. You know, I really think they think like she's going to have access to everything. Oh my God. Okay. I really think that's what's happening. See, some of you are waiting for me to show up. All right, Bonnie. All right, Sam and Dean. Okay. All right. G'day, mates. G'day, g'day. All right. But so next question, by the way. This runs right into that, is ask yourself when you are posting, what can I create that will provide, what kind of content can I create that will provide my audience with value while also helping establish myself as a trusted expert. Sorry, I just like hiccuped 7 times through that. Let me say it again. What can I create that will provide my audience with value while also helping me establish myself as a trusted expert? And I know some of you are on here and you're like, but I'm not the expert. I'm just Kelly. I'm just Joanne. I'm just Danielle. I'm just Tamara. I'm just Bonnie. I'm just Tina. I'm not the expert yet. You know what, Q? You are an expert. You're an expert in all the things you're an expert in. But we don't talk about it enough. Again, you're not an expert maybe in this business per se, but you are absolutely an expert in something that allows people to be trusted with you. Am I resonating with any of you? Like, oh my God. It makes so much sense all of a sudden. Yeah? Okay, now you see why it's so easy for Jesse Lee to recruit, why it's so easy for Jesse Lee to sell. Because I never was selling ketones, people. I was selling me. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. All right? Next question is, what do my audience and I have in common that will help me build a genuine relationship with them? This I have mastered it. Relationships. I've built so many genuine relationships with people that by the time I do recruit them, by the time that I do sell to them, I'm like, yes, finally my homie has arrived, right? Like I'm sitting here like, I've been waiting for you, baby. We're going to build an empire together, baby. We've been friends forever. Like that's how I feel sometimes, right? I'm like, well, you've been on my life, best friend. Okay, I can't say that because Courtney will come through the screen. But like I really am like, oh my God. I've been waiting for you. Okay, like that's how I feel. And you feel like that sometimes? But how do you feel like that with people? You feel like that with people because you connect with them. You feel like that with people because you've put enough content out that they feel like they know you. They feel like, I know what I have in common with Jamie. She used to own daycare centers and I have cleaned poop off the wall too. All right. Like, I mean, I don't envy those of you who were daycare providers because I know y'all been scrubbing poop out of Legos and all kinds of stuff for decades. That's just what you do. Yeah. Just hose the whole, just burn the whole house down. You know, there's no coming back from that. All right. Like, you know what I feel? You know what? It's like daycare providers remind me of cat owners. Just bear with me for a second. Okay. Like, Adele's already laughing. I'm just saying, have you ever walked into a person's house that has a cat and they swear it doesn't smell like cats? How many of y'all know these people? Okay. And you're just sitting there like, it smells like cats. Like, I don't know where the cat is, but there is a cat somewhere around here. Right? Like, you know. They're like, oh, did you know I have a cat? You're like, yeah, I know you have a cat. Like, I can smell it. I can smell it down the hall. You know what I mean? You can smell it down the neighborhood. You know when the neighbors have cats? No offense, cat people. I see the people with cats have a really mean face on right now. They're like highly offended that I'm talking about their little kitty. Okay. Listen, your cat smells like a cat. All right. It just is what it is. All right. And you can't smell it. Well, daycare providers are the same. And it's because all these little kids are peeing all over the place. All right. They're peeing on walls. They're peeing in corners. They're peeing in Legos. They're peeing in you know, little, what are those little hut houses things are. Okay. They're peeing in their pants. They are. They're peeing everywhere. You don't think they are? Go into the bathroom of a daycare provider. I'm telling you, they don't smell it anymore, but we smell it. All right. You, us mere mortals. All right. We're the rest of us aliens. Just kidding. I just want to go back to aliens for a minute. Right? We walk in there and we smell ya. All right? So I don't know why I'm off the rails. Correct, Kim. But I'm just telling y'all, you know what? People, if you are posting about that, if you post something about that, like, hey, any daycare providers relate to this? you just want to get your house back. Like, you want your house to smell like a house again, instead of having to cover it with all kinds of, you know, potpourri and all kinds of, you know, candles. You're always burning candles because these little kids are stinking up the place. You know, like, your people will literally understand you. And you'll build a genuine relationship. And I'm sorry, cat people, okay? But, like, I'm just, your house smells terrible. Bonnie. I can't with this chat. Like pine soul and piss, or like pine, like, you know, like balsam pine candles from Bath and Body Works. Like, which route are we going over here? Both? Either or. I love these calls. I love y'all so much. All right, I got to bust through these. I still got more. All right, when you're posting, who is it? Okay, who is your ideal client and what do they care about? And ideally, your ideal clients care about what you care about. Okay, they care about what you care about. So post about that and think about that before you make your content. Then, who does your audience look up to so you can research them? And you can just ask this on your stories, guys. Great little assignment. Go ask your followers, hey, can you comment in this question box? Who do you follow? Who do you look up to? Who do you like? So you can start looking into that, because you might find some people that you immediately connect with that you're not currently connecting with that you can get content ideas from. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. You understanding? Did everyone understand the assignment? Did I say the assignment clear enough? Yes? Okay. Just making sure. Y'all are still talking about cats and pines and stuff in the chat. So I'm just making sure we are back to earth. All right. Wee-oo, wee-oo. All right. Thank you. I mean, I was making alien sounds. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. There we go. Thank you. Everyone got it. Right. Next, who is actually reading your content and how do they typically respond to it? So the people in your DMs who are always responding to your stuff, have you gone to their pages? Have you seen what they're interested in? Make it a lot easier for you to create content. Next question before you're making content is, you know, who has messaged you or who has contacted you, texted you, whatever, recently asking questions that you can answer? Guys, one of the best things I did for my frequently asked questions, that frequently asked questions was literally frequently asked questions. I asked my followers, hey, what questions do you have about Bossly Accelerator, right? I just asked them, which, by the way, that's not me, like on the sly pitching you on it. You cannot pay me for it, okay? You guys will just get access because you're on the team. All right, so anyway, like, I took that FAQ from their actual questions. None of those are fake questions, and there's even more, right? But none of those are fake questions. Those are all real. So I found out what people actually wanted, and then I just started creating content around it. And now I have a highlight with FAQs. And now I'm getting DMs every day of people from the highlight that are, oh, thank you, I had all these questions. I didn't know what it was. Now I know what it is. Great content. I'm answering exactly what they want. So if you don't already do those question and answers, I implore you to. It works extremely well. Okay? Next is, who do you want to show up as every day? And who or how do you want your audience to view you? So who do you want to show up as every day? And how do you want your audience to view you? What do you want to be viewed as an expert in? Right? What do you want people to think? Etc. I'm going to run through these because I only have a minute left. All right. So where does your audience spend most of their time online? Do your people like to watch reels or TikToks? Or do they like to read captions? Where is your presence really necessary? So you're not overwhelming yourself. Make sure you're repurposing. Who or where can you look for inspiration when you're in a slump? Like, do you have a page you go to when you're not in a good mood or you're uncreative or you don't know what to post as a reel or whatever? Okay, pay attention to that. Think about, where can you make an impact? That's another one. And here are some quick hows, and then I'll let you guys go since we're at the top of the hour. How does your audience prefer to digest their information? So do they like bullet points? Do they like long-form videos? Do they like question and answers? Do they like TikToks, Reels, etc.? How do they digest the information best? Right? How can you share value in an easy-to-understand manner? Sometimes it's comedy, right? Sometimes it's cute sounds. Sometimes it's short clips. Sometimes it's long-form video. Ask yourself when you're making your content, how much effort am I willing to put into my strategy? Ask yourself, how much time does my audience spend reading short form content versus long form content? You got to do some research, right? If we're going to scale this. And then maybe next week I'll talk about this, but start asking yourself and thinking on it. How can you actually prepare your audience for all the upcoming new stuff? Maybe that's an upcoming kit sale. Maybe that's an upcoming product sale. Maybe that's an upcoming Empire Games, whatever, right? Like, what if you had prepped your followers that you were about to be in a contest, right? Like, I know it's a little too late right now, but think about these kinds of things because it makes a big difference. Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jesse Lee. You can call me hashtag boss, the other people's mentor. And this is episode 564 of the show on a couple of content creation ideas. Welcome back, I suppose, to the channel. For those of you who have been watching for a long time, it's been almost 2 months since I uploaded a podcast. I'm excited because I hired Ed Mylett as my business coach, for those of you who have not yet heard. And with that comes some interesting stuff, like a complete overhaul of the podcast. So that's, you know, my excuse of why I haven't uploaded a podcast, but I do have a ton available for you guys. So I'm going to give you this one, which is short and sweet and to the point. And then we will start, I don't know who we is. I'll start uploading some other podcasts. I have a whole bunch ready for you to go before I do overhaul everything. With that said, make sure you are following me on all platforms, my Instagram, my TikTok, my Facebook. I now have bossly.com, so check that out for all the links and all kinds of good stuff, some free stuff, and there's even a Bossly app coming. I feel like I have 1,000 updates to give you guys that I cannot give you right now, but for now, I'm going to shut up before the intro becomes just as long as the entire show is and let you listen to these ideas on creating content. If you do love the episode, make sure you screenshot it, you put it in your stories, you tag me, you tag some friends, and otherwise, take some notes and enjoy the show.